My name is Rita Rosine, and I'm originally from the Milwaukee area. I actually didn't find out about the crypto till weeks after. After my mother passed, because we had been in the hospital for so long that we were always at the hospital, so we didn't realize there was anything going on outside of the hospital. My mother had had a bypass surgery, and there were complications, so she was on a respirator, and to keep her mouth moist, we would dip sponges in tap water and swab out her mouth. And about a week before she passed, she got really sick, just horrible diarrhea, and she just got weaker and weaker. And about a week after that, we decided to take her off life support. And my brother was HIV positive, so he was at the hospital with us, and he was drinking the water there, which he didn't live in an area where the crypto was. So I think if it wasn't for my mom being in the hospital, he might not have got it. I'm not positive, but I can distinctly remember him drinking out of the bubbler there outside of her room countless times. He was never able to recover, and he passed away in October of that year.
Did he know of the news of the outbreak when he was coming in to visit you guys at the hospital?
No. No, we did not know about it. Like I said, it was at least several weeks after that we learned that it was the cryptosporidium. My mother's death was never documented as such, but put two and two together.
Right. Were the doctors very confused as to what was happening?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Did you yourself get sick at all?
Yes, all of us did.
Yeah. With your brother getting sick, I'm just curious a little more details of the timeline. You know, was he getting treatment at any AIDS resource centers or things like that? And did he know of other people within the AIDS community who were also being really badly affected by crypto?
I believe so. It seems to me there was. I just, my memory is a little foggy. It was kind of a stressful time.
Yes.
But it seems to me he did have friends, and there might have even been a couple that passed away from it. But yeah, he was being treated for his HIV. At the time, his T cells were really good, and until the crypto. So that kind of was the beginning of the end there. So
right. So that was probably early April, which you guys, and then by October, you said he passed away?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember even my mom's funeral, we were all sick, but Richard was just never able to recover, so he just got sicker and sicker and sicker, and by October, he was a shell.
Well, that's terrible. I'm very sorry for your loss and both so quickly within each other. Do you have any other friends and family that are still in the Milwaukee area who, for example, you know, don't trust the tap water, or after the outbreak and the boil advisory, will only have water that's bottled or treated elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have friends that still live there that will not drink the tap water. I'm pretty sure they got a handle on it. But then again, I don't live there, so, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say that because I don't live there.